everyone, welcome to Pure Nintendo's fourth podcast episode. I'm joined in person this time by the amazing James Higginbotham.
I'm glad you get to stare at my beautiful face this time.
Hey, that makes two of us, James. Anyways, we're gonna start things off by talking about some of the game news this week. There were quite a few big announcements this week, James.
There was.
And we'll start off with some of the smaller game announcements, some of the things that might have gotten overlooked, and then we'll talk about some of the bigger games and go more in depth with that. But what was the first game that we saw coming out this week?
Elebits 2 for the DS, which is actually a sequel to the one that came out for the Wii.
Why do you think they decided to make a, it's a direct sequel to the Wii version, but they decided to do it on the DS? Why do you think they chose to do that?
Probably because it didn't sell very well. The reviews for it were pretty mixed.
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember James and I were talking about this. Reviews, you know, were not the best, as he said, and a lot of people had high expectations for it.
It seemed like a good idea. I was excited for it.
Yeah, I know a lot of my friends, I mean, I played the game, and I mean, it was fun for a little while, especially just, you know, throwing a bunch of stuff around the screen with the Wii Remote was pretty fun. But that kind of weared off a little bit. The multiplayer was really good, though, I thought, especially doing the co-op and throwing stuff around, looking for the different elebits under everything. But yeah, I think they just, you know, maybe decided, well, let's try a DS version, and maybe the DS market will actually appreciate it more.
Because there's like a billion DSs in the world.
Yeah, there's a lot bigger market for them to tap. So that's probably the reason they went with it. It looks like it could be interesting. From the screenshots we got, it looks all right. It has sort of a 2D, almost like an RPG Golden Sun perspective to it. But it looks like it could be interesting. They didn't really reveal many details on how the game would be controlled, but I would imagine it's going to heavily use the touchscreen and the stylus. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good shakeup for the franchise, and you know, who knows, we might keep seeing new Elebits games. So, and when did they say it was going to release?
Fall 2008.
So, brush off the DS for this fall and
send us a Christmas present.
Exactly. We'll have a review for Elebits 2 once that comes out, and we'll tell you guys how it is. But then moving on to some of the other games this week, Skate It was finally... This was kind of like a mixed thing, James. Like, they announced that they weren't going to have balance board support for tricks.
No, IGN announced that they were, and then a website, which I won't name, but it rhymes with Ingamer, announced that it wasn't. Then IGN's like, hey, hold on, small fry. Mm-hmm. We know what we're doing, you're dumb. And then they released a screenshot today that proves that it will have balance board support.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the scan that we posted today. You know, it shows these different regions on the Wii's balance board about how to do different tricks. Heel flips, kick flips, ollies. It looks kind of complex.
It does. I'm going to fall over myself.
Yeah. I mean, you know, definitely Wii Fit was a really good title to introduce people to the balance board. I don't know about everyone else out there, but when I first got on the balance board, it was not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
I'm pretty awesome on it.
See, James is a little different.
I've got a 20 Wii Fit age. Twice.
Yeah. See, James has gotten a stellar. See, I've only gotten as low as 22, my real age. So that's, you know,
I'm younger than I am actually.
In the Wii Fit age. But yeah, I didn't think it was super easy to get used to it. You know, it had a little bit of a learning curve for me anyway. Especially, you know, leaning side to side, like during the ski balance game.
The snowboarding's hard for me.
Yeah, the snowboarding, you know, because if you lean one way, it's hard to lean all the way back the other way to get mm-hmm. without losing your balance. Mm-hmm. And I think that Wii Fit is a good game to get people used to, you know, using every part of the balance board and actually getting used to switching their balance and everything. You know, who knows? This might actually turn out to be pretty intuitive. But I think that the moves correspond, like the regions correspond to maybe how you would execute the tricks in real life. You know, like you would ollie, and then on this back, you know, heel flips and kick flips are really, you're launching the board up.
Yeah, the ollie's to the side, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So you'd have it sideways, so the ollie would be towards your back.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a kick flip and heel flip, you know, would be on the back part of the board. And then the nollie is kind of a, you know, just a frontwards ollie.
I don't know if it's just going to be like a buttons where you just breath there and it does the trick, or you have to, how much press you put on it. Like, you put too much on it, it'll fail. If you put not enough, you won't. Yeah. That has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, because that'd be really cool. They could, and they could even add some sensitivity to that. Like, if they, you know, they could have different control difficulties. Like, say, for beginners, you know, they could just have, okay, you step in this region and do a kickflip. But, yeah, for more advanced users, similar to how Wii Fit works, you know, maybe it opens a little bit more up to the balance board capabilities. So, yeah, it looks like it could be pretty fun. You know, I was glad to hear today that it actually is going to be able to do tricks on the board. You know, because it just wouldn't be the same, because you just stand on the board and just turn. And then you'd be flicking the Wii remote around to do your trick, so didn't seem quite like a skateboarding experience.
I see a new warning coming out. It says, please don't try to kickflip the
Wii balance board. Please
do not kickflip.
Please do not ollie the Wii Fit board. Oh, I can see the YouTube videos now. So yeah, Skate It looks like it has a lot of promise. I'm hoping we'll see a lot of it at E3 and maybe actually get to test it out. So we'll have some more news on that later. But the next game that we heard about this week kind of went under the radar, James. Tales of Heart. It's a new Tales game for the DS. And I just saw it in one of the Famitsu scans that we posted. We might not see this new Tales of Heart game come to the States. That'd be pretty disappointing. Because I was actually looking forward to Tales of the Tempest. When I first saw some of the screens for it for the DS, it looked pretty similar, at least gameplay-wise, to Tales of Symphonia on the GameCube. Mm-hmm. Now, Tales of Heart, it looks like it's using more of a 2D engine. But Tales of the Tempest, was a full 3D game for the DS. So, I don't know. They might announce a US release at some point, but not really confirmed for anything as of yet. I'm a big fan of the Tales franchise. I really liked Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube. It's probably one of my favorite RPGs, and especially in recent history. But a new Tales game would be great, and I hope we were able to see that come to the States.
I hope you do, too.
And then another big item this week, James, you mentioned this before, Rock Band 2
yes.
Leaked some tracks this week, right?
Yes, and I'm actually delighted. They have Blink-182.
We have a couple.
I'm stoked up.
Yeah. Yeah, Blink-182, excellent addition. And they actually have a new Rage Against the Machine song, Testify.
Yes, which hopefully will be seen.
Another great song.
August 2nd.
Yeah, yeah.
At Lollapalooza, so if anyone's going to Lollapalooza.
Yeah, meet us there in Chicago. But yeah, Blink-182, Rage Against the Machine. They had a couple other songs.
Pinball Wizard.
Give It Away, right? That's
yes.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Chop Suey, by System of a Down, Ace of Spades. Yeah, All the Small Things was the Blink-182 song.
Really? Chop Suey would be wild to play.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of good track names revealed there. and I'm sure it'll be a huge track list once they announce the full thing. You know, those are just a few of the ones we know about, and one of the ones that James and I are looking forward to more. Obviously, there's some other ones, Alanis Morissette, Billy Idol, as if we need to mention them, because nobody's really going to play those songs.
Jethro Tull.
I like you never to mention his name again, James.
The Lizzie.
All right, I think we should just move on.
No, I have one more thing to say.
All right.
I am glad I didn't buy a Rock Band
this past
month.
Yeah.
Because why buy it now when there's a new one coming out?
Yeah.
In just 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, and that seems strange because, I mean, I think they said something about Rock Band 2 being the 360 version will come out first.
Yeah.
And then
the other one sometime soon, they said.
Yeah, they said it'll be delayed a little bit after that. So maybe that's because of the Wii, you know, the Wii's version came out so late. But yeah, it seems kind of silly for the Rock Band developers to say, oh yeah, here's the Wii version finally. Oh, and 5 months later, we're going to release the sequel. I don't know, it's almost like they're going to be competing with themselves, you know?
I guess you use the same drum sets and guitars just in the game, but...
Yeah, because they did say that, right? Yeah. You can use the...
Well, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It'd be dumb if they didn't. Yeah. But yeah, Rock Band 2 would be... you know, that'll definitely go head-to-head with Guitar Hero 4, so...
It's going to be a battle of the bands.
Battle of the bands this year. Yeah, and moving on to our next game this week that we heard some news about. We actually got some new screens... for this game, and they look fan-freaking-tastic, James.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually referring to the new Star Wars, The Force Unleashed game coming to the Wii. And I don't know if you guys saw the screens that we posted this week, but the Wii version, I think, is going to hold its own, graphically.
It's been reviewed as the best version, too.
Yeah, I think the first screens that we ever saw for it, you know, the Wii version... looked like a poor PS2 port or a PSP port. Like, they looked pretty bad. But even then, people were more excited for that because of the control scheme, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now it looks fantastic.
Now it looks amazing, and with the amazing controls. So that's definitely a game for both Star Wars fans and Wii fans alike to look forward to this holiday. And we'll definitely tell you how it is when we get it. Because we will get it, James.
It's going to be face-melting good.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, look forward to The Force Unleashed. But now, we're going to be talking about a game that James and I are very fond of.
That I keep going to on my screen, and he keeps ignoring.
I keep ignoring it, because it's huge.
I keep popping it up, and you keep talking about Force Unleashed or Rock
Band 2. That's fine.
I keep popping this back up on my screen.
Because this is so much bigger, and we're going to talk about it more.
All right.
We're of course talking about the announcement of Chrono Trigger for the DS, and it looks fantastic. Obviously,
even though it's the same game.
we posted a scan today that shows the graphics are pretty much going to be intact from the Super Nintendo version. Yeah, that was the biggest the image came. That's not necessarily a bad thing, James.
It's not. I enjoyed the first one very much.
Yeah.
I've never finished the first one. I played it on a ROM, PC ROM, and it was corrupt about 60% through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got to finish it. Yeah. So I'm excited to start it again and finally finish it.
Yeah. Yeah, last summer, I actually broke out my Super Nintendo and Chrono Trigger, which I have.
Nice.
And see, and we bought that game on a whim, I think, it had already been out for a couple of years, and I think one of my older brothers had bought it, and I was like, oh, well, let's try this game out. You know, it's made by Square. You know, they usually make pretty good games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it turned out to be this amazing RPG. So it was great revisiting it a couple of years ago. And I didn't beat all of the endings, but I got through a majority of them, and it's just such a great game. And you can play that game over and over and over. It never gets old. So I'm definitely looking forward to having that in the palm of my hands for plane flights. Probably play it when I'm driving.
Which seems safe.
Yeah. Probably don't do that, people listening.
No, that's probably not a very good idea.
But, you know, we're professional stuntmen.
We're professional gamers.
Professional gamers. So we're used to... I mean, James, just last year...
When I drive.
Yeah.
I have a little LCD screen in my dashboard.
Yeah.
And plus some Wii tennis.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
It is.
You can't beat it. I mean, the thrill of playing Wii tennis going 75 miles down the highway.
I go 80.
James go 80. Even more adrenaline.
Exactly.
But yeah, I love playing games at high speeds, James.
It's... play from Need for Speed while you're driving makes like you're actually Need for Speed. I don't know what's
But yeah, we actually played Mario Kart DS wireless local play between three cars going down the freeway. Definitely not the safest thing. But yeah, I called to the person in front of me, and he started up the game, and we joined, and there's another person that was in our car caravan, and...
I'm not gonna lie, it sounds like an awful idea.
It, needless to say, we couldn't really play the game very well. But it was definitely an experience. So...
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, let's get back on topic here. Chrono Trigger. Just amazing. I mean, that came out of left field, James.
No, we knew about it, remember?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been rumors.
No, from last week, we hinted at it in our podcast.
Oh, yes. That's right. You might even say we planned it? I don't know if you guys listened to the beginning of our last podcast, but if you are a Chrono Trigger fan, you would have recognized the intro music was from the great Super Nintendo game Chrono Trigger. James and I were mentioning just before the show tonight that...
We possibly or possibly couldn't have known about it before.
Yeah. You know, you don't really know. We were one of the first ones to begin reporting about it.
And we are pretty amazing.
We are longtime fans of the franchise. Mm-hmm. James knows the composer for Chrono Trigger personally. So it seems in all likelihood that we could have done that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If not called it. I think we actually influenced them, James.
I think we did.
I think by them listening to our podcast, actually influenced them to release the game.
Miyamoto was sitting there and was like, I got a queer. I got to call Square Enix up and demand this game.
And demand this game. Pure Nintendo wants it. They're the voice of the fans.
Oh, yes. I'm about to get this game.
Oh, wow. So, I would take a lot of what we say with a grain of salt, but I definitely think we called Chrono Trigger in our last podcast.
We did.
Anyways, Chrono Trigger, definitely going to be an amazing game to look forward to this holiday. Hopefully it sees a release in the U.S. this holiday.
And it's another good Christmas present.
Another good Christmas present. Another good
Christmas present.
Send your Christmas presents to... What's your address, James?
I'm going to get my address out.
All right.
Mom's in my mailbox.
All right. I'll give it to you later. Anyways, some more big news this week. We learned some more details on Mega Man 9. In fact, there was quite a few details released about it today even, Thursday, where there was a bunch of new screens for the game. There was a full interview with the Mega Man creator.
Pew, pew, pew.
And a ton of new details about the game. What were some of the features?
Galaxy Man. Particle Man. Galaxy Man.
Yeah, Hornet Man, Plug Man, Jewel Man, Magma Man, Concrete Tornado. But there's a woman in there. I don't understand that.
And Particle Man.
Splash Woman.
Play with Mega Man without his helmet.
Oh, yes.
That's...
If you want to. James.
I don't want to. I don't know if I want to.
But yeah, the screens that were shown off, the game looks fantastic.
It does.
I mean, the 8-bit style, I think, was a really good idea.
Pew, pew, pew. That's my Mega Man noise.
That's your Mega Man noise, yeah. The Rush Coil is confirmed. It's coming back. Yeah, and it looks like The WiiWare is going to be the first and only one to get the game, at least initially. There's been a bunch of rumors, and it's kind of gone back and forth. First they say it's going to be WiiWare exclusive, and then they're like, oh wait, it's on a release list now for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. But I think we can be sure that it's going to be on WiiWare first, and it'll at least be an exclusive for however long they want it to be. They might eventually, judging on sales, they might move it over. But I think it's a safe bet we'll get to enjoy the Blue Blaster himself for a good while.
Capcom loves us.
Yes, they do.
And loves all their blog reporters.
Yes. So, Mega Man 9, another great game to be looking forward to. And probably my next WiiWare purchase, if World of Goo doesn't come out before then.
I'm not going to purchase a WiiWare game because I don't have any room.
Yeah. Nintendo, please announce a storage solution at E3. You know what? I might just force them to when I'm there.
Stand up.
And just like, stand up, like,
hold on, stop.
I think I speak for everybody here when I say you need to announce some hard drive support. Am I right? And I could hear people around me just start clapping, right? You know?
I'll clap from you from Africa.
There you go. Slow standing clap.
I'll be in the middle of my sleep. And Adana will start clapping. I'll just start clapping. I'll be like, why am I clapping?
It definitely needs to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if they were looking into something.
That's why I don't think World of Goo has come out yet.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, because that was rumored as a launch title. I mean, we saw tons of screens and information about that before we were launched. And then what happened after that?
Nothing.
We haven't seen basically anything since then.
It's the only WiiWare game I was excited about.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Nintendo, you know, has definitely been trying to limit the WiiWare releases because of that. And I think they do realize that they need to address that soon. So hopefully we'll see something at E3 in that area. But then moving on to E3, since that seems to be the topic nowadays, we heard a recent rumor revolving the UK Nintendo Official Magazine. And what was that regarding, James?
Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Yes, possibly of Animal Crossing coming.
Uh-huh.
Which is going to happen, so it's not a big surprise.
Right, right. Yeah, we've seen Animal Crossing on a couple different Japanese release lists for a long time, haven't we? Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect for the Wii. Animal Crossing is perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's a match made for the Wii. I mean, Animal Crossing was perfect for the DS.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much more so for the Wii? And yeah, there was a scan of a teaser. It was the E3 teaser for the UK Nintendo Official Magazine, and they mentioned they have a picture of Animal Crossing on it. So I think, regardless of what they show, I doubt they'll have it playable, but I think they'll definitely show something, at least announce it, maybe show off a trailer of the game, and I'm sure they'll definitely announce, you know, online support, all that type of thing. There was an interesting thing. I was talking with Kevin today, and he thinks that Animal Crossing would be a good game for Nintendo's downloadable content service. You know, we heard about their pay-and-play service, and I know that's kind of lame, but honestly, if they give us a lot of good content for pay-and-play, James, then, you know, I think it could be a really good service, especially with a game like Animal Crossing, because there is a ton of stuff that you could have, and they could just release new
like packs. Hookers.
Yes, hookers in Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing 4, starring GTA characters near you. But, yeah, I'm sure that's going to be one of them. But, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to have, they could have tons of stuff
yep.
for Animal Crossing.
You can pimp your house.
Pimp your house. I mean, they had, I mean, even with the DS, there was all that stuff you could do, you know, get TVs, radios, all this different stuff to decorate your house with.
And you'd probably be able to create your own things and be cool if you can create it and sell it.
Yeah, because, user-generated stuff has big potential for Animal Crossing. And it could be a game like, very similar to Little Big Planet for the PlayStation, where, you know, it's really focusing on user-generated content. They could do something very similar, only it would be in this huge online world where they could say, hey, there's cool user-generated content. You can travel to other people's towns or islands or whatever, and then trade all these unique items with people.
Sam, they should have new unique animals, too.
Yeah.
Like a puma or...
A tigress.
A tigress.
Yeah.
Boy. Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. That we were not paid by them to mention that movie in theaters now.
No.
So.
See it still in Jet Black and.
Yeah. Jet Black. I heard it was fantastic.
It is fantastic. I saw it.
So see Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. Anyways. So yeah, Animal Crossing. I think we'll definitely see it at E3. I think that's when we can notch up for the rumors confirmed for E3. So that's something I think we can look forward to. And there's a lot of other stuff leading up to E3. Kevin wrote an article earlier this week talking about why Nintendo needs to announce or will announce a new Zelda and a new DS. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys read that article, but he mentioned a lot of the statistics about previous Nintendo releases, especially, you know, pertaining to the handheld systems that Nintendo's released, and also all the Zelda games. And basically, starting off with Zelda games, when you go back to when Ocarina of Time was announced, and then, or when Ocarina of Time was released, and then Majora's Mask was announced, it was 8 months. And then when Majora's Mask was released, Wind Waker was announced 11 months later. And then Wind Waker came out, and Twilight Princess was announced 15 months later. So you can see a trend, you know, it's... They're getting farther and farther apart. First it was 8 months, then 11, then 15. And then now, it's been 21 months, James, since Twilight Princess has been released. And we don't have an announcement of a new Zelda. So, I mean, judging from those statistics, it seems like a natural thing for them to announce at least a teaser at E3.
The only thing I've heard to refute this, which I first agreed with, and then after thinking about it, I didn't anymore, is people say Phantom Hourglass threw this whole timeline out of whack.
Yeah.
Because they spent so much time on Phantom Hourglass. But there's been plenty of handheld Zelda games in between. There's
There was the Minish Cap.
Minish Cap.
There was the Oracle of Ages. Seasons. Oracle of Seasons. Yeah, the Four Swords Adventures. Four Swords. Yeah, there's been a lot of Zelda games, you know, that we've mentioned the big ones here. So, yeah, and Phantom Hourglass, you know, that could definitely factor into this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, even after, as soon as Twilight Princess was released, I think they started to at least start planning the next Zelda game. I think the Zelda team probably got some time off. They're like, okay, you know, Twilight Princess, amazing game. So a few months later, we'll come back and we'll start to work on the next one. And, you know, obviously Miyamoto has had his hands full with Wii Fit, Wii Music, you know.
Which I don't believe it's coming out.
Oh, Wii Music?
Yeah. Year? I don't believe it's coming out at all. I think just...
Yeah, I think it'll be there at E3. It may not be announced for this year, but...
Is it coming out at all?
Yeah, though, I think it'll eventually come. They may not want to go head-to-head with Guitar Hero and Rock Band, but I think we'll eventually get it. But, yeah, I mean, it's very possible we could see a Zelda game at E3, but I think if we see it, James, it's just going to be a teaser.
Maybe so, just a screen of a graphic that's a Zelda.
Yeah, just to make us mad.
Awesomeness of time.
Yeah. Something. Awesomeness of time.
Yes. Zelda. Ocarina Phantom of Time.
Yeah, exactly. And it could be some... I mean, there's so much that they could do with a new Zelda on the Wii. I mean, because this will be the first Wii Zelda game to be built specifically for the Wii's controls and the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot, I mean, definitely there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of expectations for a Wii Zelda game. I mean, Twilight Princess, that was the perfect game to send the GameCube out. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect game for the GameCube to go out with a bang, and then also for the Wii to release with a bang. But there's a lot of expectations built up for how the Wii's going to, you know, how the Wiimote's even going to be used effectively for a Zelda game. So I think it'll be exciting to see what they actually come up with. And hopefully we'll see a glimpse of that at E3. You know, we mentioned a new handheld might be there. You know, whether it's a completely new DS or maybe even a continuation of the Game Boy line. I think a new DS is probably more likely. But I don't see them doing a redesign, James.
No, it'd be pointless.
Yeah. Because as we saw with the Game Boy Micro,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how many revisions were there? There's Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Advance SP, and then they came out with another version of the Game Boy Advance SP that had a backlit screen. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, it was almost a year after the SP had come out. It may have been around the time the Micro had come out. But then when the Game Boy Micro was announced, I mean, sure, people liked it, but, you know, the Game Boy Advance had already really saturated the market. I mean, the Game Boy Advance had sold how many by then? It had probably already sold 100 million by then. So I think Nintendo, if they're going to release a new handheld, it's going to be something new, and it's not going to be another redesign. It's not going to be a slimmer DS Lite with the same graphics. It's going to be something totally new. So if we do see something like that, I think, you know, we can expect something new from them. So,
and all the naysayers that saying it's too early, it sells it too well, it's not like Nintendo's going to pull an Apple and say, here's this product, it's coming out next week. No, it's going to be, here's this product, it'll be out next year, year and a half.
Right.
A lot of things can change over a year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just because they announce it in a couple weeks doesn't mean it's coming out before the end of the year or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could announce it, show it off, give developers some time to make some games, and then it could come out spring of next year, summer, or next holiday, you know? But, you know, it's not too soon for them to even be thinking about that. Especially with the PSP picking up steam in Japan. So yeah, there's a lot more to look forward to E3 about. I mean, James and I are getting more and more excited every day about the possibilities, especially with Nintendo having their press briefing at the Kodak Theater this year, which is where they showed off all their Wii games 2 years ago, James.
Mm-hmm.
Very amazing E3 briefing then. You remember Miyamoto? He comes out, he's dressed in that conductor suit.
And he shows off.
Oh yeah, he showed off very well.
Well, I mean, he showed off the Wii Music game.
Yeah, 2 years ago. 2 years ago. This is true, James. Yes, that does give weight to your point. But yeah, there's a lot to look forward to at E3. I'm going to be there on hand for the show. And James and I were trying to think of some things that that I could do there, and maybe you guys had some ideas. And James and I were thinking up some ideas. What should I do there? This is like Nintendo fans. If you got to go to E3, what would you do?
Give a giant smooch to Jessica Chalbaugh.
There's number one.
And a good word for me.
I will. James has already given me
You should take
his number you should to give to her.
You should take a giant cardboard blow up of myself.
Of you? Oh, yeah. So I can get a picture.
Around, be like, he wishes he could be here, but he's helping the children in Africa. And they'd be like, oh, that's sweet.
That'd be perfect, James.
That'd be perfect.
You give me your cardboard cutout, I will take it with me.
You just carried around.
Seriously.
Me. Like, hey, this is my coworker, James.
I'm not even joking, James. There's places online. Look it up now.
Where do I go?
Look it up now. So number one, you know, make out with Jessica Chobot. She's pretty fantastic, James.
She is fantastic.
So, yeah. So if you guys want me to give her your number or something or a message, you know, send me an email or drop a comment on the site.
You know who else you should make out with?
Who?
Raw Me.
Raw.
Our good friends Go Nintendo.
From Go Nintendo, yay!
He has a lot of loving.
A lot to, yeah. So, anyways, Morgan Webb. It'd be cool to meet Morgan Webb there.
Morgan Webb.
Right?
She is married, so the kids thing may not go over very well.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Layla Kaylee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. She may not be married.
Hey, we'll see what happens. And then, of course, Every Nintendo fan's dream.
Me.
Who do you want to meet? Besides you, James. Miyamoto himself. Now, I don't even know what kind of access we're going to have to Miyamoto at the show. I mean, definitely, I think he'll be at the media briefing, and I'm sure he's going to demo some of the games. But I don't know if he's going to have even time on the show floor during the week. But if he's down there, guys, you can bet you're going to hear about me assaulting him. All right?
It's going to be all over CNN.
Yeah. Okay. So you just, if you check the news and I'm on TV for assaulting Miyamoto, then you'll know exactly why. And
check our site even more.
Check our site. So it seems like free publicity. If you want me to do it, James.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Because I think, oh, wow. I don't know what I would do if I saw him on the show floor. I think, I mean, if I try to do an interview with him, I might just stumble over my words. So, but yeah, Miyamoto, I'll try and meet Reggie, and I'm gonna take a recorder with me, and maybe I'll be able to get a soundbite from Reggie to say, yeah, Pure Nintendo is the number one source, or something like that.
I doubt that.
Hey, it could happen, James. It probably won't happen, guys. It
probably won't.
But yeah, if he's down there, I'm gonna try and get an impromptu interview with him. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
So yeah, look forward to our coverage.
Oh, one more thing you should do.
Straight from the E3 floor, yeah.
While you're sitting there at Nintendo's press, mm-hmm. You're sitting next to Matt. Let's say Matt's on your right.
Oh, and goodness. Rami Cowboy, stupid Matt.
Rami Cowboy's on your left.
Yeah.
You guys are sitting there blogging together.
Uh-huh.
What you do is you blog, you type whenever they start typing. So they think you're copying him. You look over to Rami and be like, when he's typing. And you look over to Matt. And then when they slow down and they speed up, you speed up
yes.
typing.
Yes. I'm sure that'll go over well with them.
You can see the live stream. Guy next to me, I think he's copying me.
I think he's copying off me.
Stupid kids from Pure Nintendo.
And then I'll be typing myself. Hey guys, I'm copying off Rami.
Not
he's
really.
Sitting right now. He's looking at me right now.
Through his giant Santa Claus beard.
Santa Claus beard. Yeah. So obviously we're joking around, have a lot of fun. I think it'll be a lot of fun just mingling with a lot of the industry people. So yeah, we'll have a lot of news from it, and I'll try and get some exclusive interviews while we're down there, and definitely some hands-on impressions of the games. So, because I'm sure Nintendo's gonna be previewing their holiday lineup, you know, whatever games they have for us after September, James.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely be looking forward to that, and I think that about wraps it up. For this week, James, what do you think?
No, we didn't talk about the Wii Sexy Fit Man.
Oh my goodness. Yes. There is one more thing, James.
Yes.
I don't know.
If you haven't seen this, look it up. Sexy Wii Fit Man.
Yes.
Actually, I don't know.
Where one of our friends made a video of himself topless, playing Wii Fit, you know, doing the hula like the Wii Fit girl. I think it's a better quality video.
I think he's hotter than Wii Fit girl.
Yeah, the Wii Fit girl, I don't know.
Maybe not Joe Garcia, she would
figure out. Joe Garcia, yeah. Yeah,
but he's hotter than the original Wii Fit
girl. Joe Garcia, he doesn't have much on. But yeah, Eli's one of our good friends, and I think he did a pretty good job emulating.
I can't wait to work with him next year.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be
fantastic. So, anyways, that wraps it up for episode 4, James.
And my final episode for a while.
Yeah. James is going to be leaving us this weekend. He's going to Africa. And he's not going to be back till the 28th of July.
Ish.
Somewhere around there. Well, he's going to get back, and then he's going to be a human wasteland because it's 12-hour difference.
Yeah.
But we'll be looking forward to you coming back, James.
We'll do a podcast that weekend.
Definitely. Reunion podcast. So, yeah, the next couple weeks, we'll still be doing our podcast, but we'll try and get a couple of the other guys in. I think Kevin will probably be able to do a podcast over the phone. So
Kevin will be me when I'm gone.
Kevin will be James.
He promised me that he'd take my place.
Yeah.
If he doesn't,
it's going
to be his face.
Yeah.
In my face.
In my face. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Sounds dirty, whatever it was.
Wow. Yikes. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. And, guys, E3 is super close. So, next week's podcast will be our last one until E3. We'll highlight everything that's going to happen next week. It might just be a quiet week before E3. Usually there's that calm before the storm.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So we'll see. We may not have too much to talk about next week, but I'm sure we'll find out something to do. So,
I'll be sure to email you guys about my greatness in Africa.
Yes, please do. And please post when you can.
I will. I did learn I am going to have some more free time than I thought.
Yeah, good.
But I don't know how much internet free time I'll have. We'll see.
Well, that sounds good, James. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you. And we'll look forward to E3 and providing some on-hand impressions. We'll talk to you later, guys.